So we'll do it. We'll announce it like this is the, for this podcast, or you're good to come up with names. Give it a name, you know.
I might come up with that one later. Are we both talking into the same mic here?
Yeah.
Is this, okay.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's okay. It's Omni. It'll catch all of us.
It just sounds like a big room.
So there's no proximity effect, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah,
okay,
it's
cool.
Just a big lecture
hall.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know. We'll think of the name later.
Yeah, we'll come up with it.
Sometimes inspiration strikes immediately. Sometimes it just...
The main thing is... we said what day it is. Today's Sunday.
Sunday, the 9th of September, 9/9/07.
That's right.
Here at Lo-Fi Studios in... where actually are we?
Actually in Loma Linda, California, right next to Redlands.
Loma Linda. Isn't that where they did the baboon heart thing?
They do. This is the baboon heart.
The baby with the baboon heart for you Paul
heart.
Simon fans.
Dr. Bailey was the famous heart surgeon from Loma Linda University who did that first transplant surgery. So so it gives people a historical context.
Yeah,
a little geographical
reference point where
spot
where we actually are, because you told us like the highway exit to come to, but we had this like little low resolution map of California. you said San Bernardino area, so I was like, well, I guess he lives in Redlands. Which I pronounced it Redlands yesterday in Pie Town, and somebody said, they laughed and they said Redlands.
Oh, wow. So, I can't tell the difference.
Redlands?
Redlands? Redlands?
Redlands? I don't know. It sounded weird to the Pie Town, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're being too serious.
Yeah. So we've signed in, I suppose, and we're here with a bunch of crumbs, as we like to call us, I suppose. And I don't know. Should we have the folks check in now?
I think you want to
go around the room and
say
identify yourself, you know, however you want. You can use your online name, you know, so all the online people recognize you. You can say your real name or both or neither. You can make something up. El Harry Watermelon, I'm looking at you. Harry Carey, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? I know I would.
Right.
Yeah, do that. Go around.
Splinter.
You want to say where you're from, too? Because we're kind of from all over the place.
I'm from the Outer Banks of North Carolina. A little small fishing village of about 150 Stumpy Point, North Carolina.
And you flew in for the... is this your second or
third
camp?
Third year. Three
for three for Splinter and Kathy.
That's right.
And Kathy's over there. We don't have to necessarily go in order. It seems like, you know, Splinter and Kathy.
Is known as the Splinter Whisperer.
The Splinter Whisperer. Would you care to whisper a comment or two during our check-in here, Kathy?
Oh, I must be quiet on that one.
Okay, that's a comment. Mungo, you gonna be Mungo today?
Or you am Mungo. I'm also Graham,
Mungo is Graham.
Yeah, and I'm from a place called Redland in Bristol.
Go figure.
So you're at home here. There's only one of it there, though.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah.
It's too green in Britain.
It's not really red, so.
No, it's not at all.
And so you flew over for, you missed last year's camp cramp out, but
yeah, I know.
You made the first one.
Rub it in.
I missed the first one, so you can rub that in if it makes you feel better. You were at the pioneering Pie Town pie thing.
Yeah, the first one, I was at the one this week, and I'm still hungover from last night.
Fair enough.
And it's, what is it about? Time is about 5 o'clock or midnight. What is it there on Sunday? What time is it?
My dad machine's got a clock.
So about five?
Quarter past five,
right.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Okay, who's next?
Matt. I'm Matt from Wytheville, Virginia. This is not my real voice. This is my 4 days of rocking voice.
Matt was my roommate this weekend. At one point, he was about to go to sleep, or I don't know if it was the morning or something, and he said, I can't talk, but it wasn't that loud because he couldn't talk. He was
kind of like this.
There's a lot of dust out there in the desert. It messes with your head. Anyway, sorry.
Out for my third camp out also. We live in, I guess I said, Wytheville, Virginia, which is an area that nothing really happens, but it's a major thoroughfare for East Coast, North South travel. And, you know, I'm here with many of my friends that I've been to a lot of shows with all over the country.
Nice.
Cool. Who we have in the back?
We have Jason and Jan from a small town in South Carolina that we call Lancaster, but out here they say Lancaster, I understand.
They say weird things here in California. We just make it up as we go along.
This is our second camp out. We came last year, and for some reason we came back again. we love it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
That's so cool.
Quite honored to be here.
So that's Jason and Jan. And Jason, you want to rattle off a nickname or two? Are you sometimes some nut?
Some nut, the blue some nut, Abono Chalada, God, just so many. So many nicknames.
Yeah. Alec?
I'm Alec from Scotland, but I live in England at the moment. I don't have a nickname, but I think Sleepy might be one that comes to mind.
Today's?
I couldn't get to sleep, whatever I tried to do.
From Scotland, Sleepy Crumb.
Of course, Campbell, and this one. And it's funny, but I live about an hour's travel away from Mungo, but when we want to meet up, it seems that we have to fly to California to say hello to each other.
That's not cost effective, I think. But
but there's a few ways, bonuses.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
It's got its perks. And I suppose I'm also a visitor here to Redlands. I'm Tom. I also sometimes go by Morst, or variations on Morst, like double Porst, when I have something else to say and I just said something and no one else has said something on the cracker sound off. Double Porst, triple Porst, Morst again. Sometimes I'm some nut or archive nut, or as Chris calls me, archive king.
Archive king.
Archive king.
What's your color?
I my name appears in yellow when I'm logged in as myself, but if I'm posting from Glenn's, I appear with no color, which so I think Beach Bum said something about Morris, you know, you got to log in as yourself to get your color.
I have no color.
You like it that
it's
way?
It's quite appropriate today.
Oh. And I live in Madison, Wisconsin, and I flew out for, this is my second camp out. I kind of wanted to go to the first one, but didn't really pull the trigger on it. Well, I didn't pull the trigger on it at all. Then last year I came out and kind of decided I didn't ever want to miss one again, because it was pretty much epic, and just great to see some great music, and I'm into doing audio recordings, so I got to record some great music last year and hang out with great people from all over the country, and it didn't seem like we had too many international. We had some Canada crumbs last year to hang out with, so it was international, but not quite as worldwide as it feels today. You know, this weekend with our British friends,
yeah,
and